Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Machine Learning category of September 23, 2020. Do you know that in a recent survey, Americans revealed that banana was their favorite smell? Today's archive star of machine learning goes to Bouyuan Feng, Yu Wang, and Yufei Ding for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 9 papers out of 33 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Zheng Wang, Lakehead University.
Paper title:
Uncertainty-Aware Attention Graph Neural Network for Defending Adversarial Attacks.
Authored by
Bouyuan Feng, Yu Wang, Zheng Wang, and Yufei Ding.
Paper abstract:
With the increasing popularity of graph-based learning, graph neural networks, GNNs, emerge as the essential tool for gaining insights from graphs. However, unlike the conventional CNNs that have been extensively explored and exhaustively tested, people are still worrying about the GNN's robustness under the critical settings, such as financial services. The main reason is that existing GNNs usually serve as a black box in predicting and do not provide the uncertainty on the predictions. On the other side, the recent advancement of Bayesian deep learning on CNNs has demonstrated its success of quantifying and explaining such uncertainties to fortify CNN models. Motivated by these observations, we propose WOG, the first systematic solution to defend adversarial attacks on GNNs through identifying and exploiting hierarchical uncertainties in GNNs. WOG develops a Bayesian uncertainty technique, BUT, to explicitly capture uncertainties in GNNs and further employs an uncertainty-aware attention technique, UAT, to defend adversarial attacks on GNNs. Intensive experiments show that our proposed defense approach outperforms the state-of-the-art solutions by a significant margin.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Thomas Lozano Perez, Professor of Computer Science, MIT, and Leslie Pak Kalebling.
Paper title:
Tailoring, Encoding Inductive Biases by Optimizing Unsupervised Objectives at Prediction Time.
Authored by
Farhan Alay, Kenji Kawaguchi, Thomas Lozano Perez, and Leslie Pak Kalebling.
Paper abstract:
From CNNs to attention mechanisms, encoding inductive biases into neural networks has been a fruitful source of improvement in machine learning. Auxiliary losses are a general way of encoding biases in order to help networks learn better representations by adding extra terms to the loss function. However, since they are minimized on the training data, they suffer from the same generalization gap as regular task losses. Moreover, by changing the loss function, the network is optimizing a different objective than the one we care about. In this work, we solve both problems. First, we take inspiration from transductive learning and note that, after receiving an input but before making a prediction, we can fine-tune our models on any unsupervised objective. We call this process tailoring, because we customize the model to each input. Second, we formulate a nested optimization, similar to those in meta learning, and train our models to perform well on the task loss after adapting to the tailoring loss. The advantages of tailoring and meta-tailoring are discussed theoretically and demonstrated empirically on several diverse examples, encoding inductive conservation laws from physics to improve predictions, improving local smoothness to increase robustness to adversarial examples, and using contrastive losses on the query image to improve generalization.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Chung Seon Hong, Professor of Computer Science and Engineering, Kyunghee University.
Paper title:
An Incentive Mechanism for Federated Learning in Wireless Cellular Network, an Auction Approach.
Authored by
Trehong Tila, Win H. Tran, Yan Cho Tun, Min N. H. Win, Shashi Raj Pandey, Ju Han, and Chung Seon Hong.
Paper abstract:
Federated Learning, FL, is a distributed learning framework that can deal with the distributed issue in machine learning and still guarantee high learning performance. However, it is impractical that all users will sacrifice their resources to join the FL algorithm. This motivates us to study the incentive mechanism designed for FL. In this paper, we consider a FL system that involves one base station, BS, and multiple mobile users. The mobile users use their own data to train the local machine learning model, and then send the trained models to the BS, which generates the initial model, collects local models and constructs the global model. Then, we formulate the incentive mechanism between the BS and mobile users as an auction game where the BS is an auctioneer and the mobile users are the sellers. In the proposed game, each mobile user submits its bids according to the minimal energy cost that the mobile users experiences in participating in FL. To decide winners in the auction and maximize social welfare, we propose the primal dual greedy auction mechanism. The proposed mechanism can guarantee three economic properties, namely, truthfulness, individual rationality and efficiency. Finally, numerical results are shown to demonstrate the performance effectiveness of our proposed mechanism.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Michiel van de Pan, Professor, Computer Science, University of British Columbia.
Paper title:
Learning Task Agnostic Action Spaces for Movement Optimization.
Authored by
Amin Babadi, Michiel van de Pan, C. Karen Liu, and Perdu Hamalainen.
Paper abstract:
We propose a novel method for exploring the dynamics of physically based animated characters, and learning a task-agnostic action space that makes movement optimization easier. Like several previous papers, we parameterize actions as target states, and learn a short-horizon goal-conditioned low-level control policy that drives the agent state towards the targets. Our novel contribution is that with our exploration data, we are able to learn the low-level policy in a generic manner and without any reference movement data. Trained once for each agent or simulation environment, the policy improves the efficiency of optimizing both trajectories and high-level policies across multiple tasks and optimization algorithms. We also contribute novel visualizations that show how using target states as actions makes optimized trajectories more robust to disturbances. This manifests as wider optima that are easy to find. Due to its simplicity and generality, our proposed approach should provide a building block that can improve a large variety of movement optimization methods and applications.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Leman Akoglu, Associate Professor of Information Systems, Heinz College, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
Automating Outlier Detection via Meta Learning.
Authored by
Yue Zhao, Ryan A. Rossi, and Leman Akoglu.
Paper abstract:
Given an unsupervised outlier detection, OD, task on a new dataset, how can we automatically select a good outlier detection method and its hyperparameters, collectively called a model? Thus far, model selection for OD has been a black art, as any model evaluation is infeasible due to the lack of, I, holdout data with labels, and, 2, a universal objective function. In this work, we developed the first principle data-driven approach to model selection for odd, called MetaOdd, based on meta-learning. MetaOdd capitalizes on the past performances of a large body of detection models on existing outlier detection benchmark datasets, and carries over this prior experience to automatically select an effective model to be employed on a new dataset. To capture task similarity, we introduce specialized meta-features that quantify outlying characteristics of a dataset. Through comprehensive experiments, we show the effectiveness of MetaOdd in selecting a detection model that significantly outperforms the most popular outlier detectors, for example, LoF and iForest, as well as various state-of-the-art unsupervised meta-learners while being extremely fast. To foster reproducibility and further research on this new problem, we open-source our entire meta-learning system, benchmark environment, and testbed datasets.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Zhao Ma, Assistant Professor, Shanghai Jiao Tong University.
Paper title:
Towards a Mathematical Understanding of Neural Network-Based Machine Learning, What We Know and What We Don't.
Authored by
Wainan Yi, Zhao Ma, Stefan Wojtowicz, and Lei Wu.
Paper abstract:
The purpose of this article is to review the achievements made in the last few years towards the understanding of the reasons behind the success and subtleties of neural network-based machine learning. In the tradition of good old applied mathematics, we will not only give attention to rigorous mathematical results, but also the insight we have gained from careful numerical experiments as well as the analysis of simplified models. Along the way, we also list the open problems which we believe to be the most important topics for further study. This is not a complete overview over this quickly moving field, but we hope to provide a perspective which may be helpful especially to new researchers in the area.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yao Zhang, Google.
Paper title:
Subgraph Contrast for Scalable Self-Supervised Graph Representation Learning.
Authored by
Yizhu Zhao, Yun Xiong, Jiawei Zhang, Yao Zhang, Tianqi Zhang, and Yang Yang Zhu.
Paper abstract:
Graph representation learning has attracted lots of attention recently. Existing graph neural networks fed with the complete graph data are not scalable due to limited computation and memory costs. Thus, it remains a great challenge to capture rich information in large-scale graph data. Besides, these methods mainly focus on supervised learning and highly depend on node-label information, which is expensive to obtain in the real world. As to unsupervised network embedding approaches, they overemphasize node proximity instead, whose learned representations can hardly be used in downstream application tasks directly. In recent years, emerging self-supervised learning provides a potential solution to address the aforementioned problems. However, existing self-supervised works also operate on the complete graph data and are biased to fit either global or very local, one-hop neighborhood graph structures in defining the mutual information-based loss terms. In this paper, a novel self-supervised representation learning method via subgraph contrast, namely \text_subcon, is proposed by utilizing the strong correlation between central nodes and their sampled subgraphs to capture regional structure information. Instead of learning on the complete input graph data, with a novel data augmentation strategy, \text_subcon learns node representations through a contrastive loss defined based on subgraphs sampled from the original graph instead. Compared with existing graph representation learning approaches, \text_subcon has prominent performance advantages in weaker supervision requirements, model learning scalability, and parallelization. Extensive experiments verify both the effectiveness and the efficiency of our work compared with both classic and state-of-the-art graph representation learning approaches on multiple real-world large-scale benchmark datasets from different domains.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Daniel Nieder, Research Group Leader, Max Planck Institute for Software Systems.
Paper title:
Property-Directed Verification of Recurrent Neural Networks.
Authored by
Igor Komelnitsky, Daniel Nieder, Rajarshi Roy, Benoit Barbet, Benedict Bollig, Alain Finkel, Serge Haddad, Martin Luker, and Lena Yi.
Paper abstract:
This paper presents a property-directed approach to verifying recurrent neural networks, RNNs. To this end, we learn a deterministic finite automaton as a surrogate model from a given RNN using active automata learning. This model may then be analyzed using model checking as verification technique. The term property-directed reflects the idea that our procedure is guided and controlled by the given property rather than performing the two steps separately. We show that this not only allows us to discover small counterexamples fast, but also to generalize them by pumping towards faulty flows hinting at the underlying error in the RNN.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yufei Ding, University of California, Santa Barbara.
Paper title:
Scalable Adversarial Attack on Graph Neural Networks with Alternating Direction Method of Multipliers.
Authored by
Bo Yuan Feng, Yuk Wang, Shu Li, and Yufei Ding.
Paper abstract:
Graph neural networks, GNNs, have achieved high performance in analyzing graph-structured data and have been widely deployed in safety-critical areas, such as finance and autonomous driving. However, only a few works have explored GNNs' robustness to adversarial attacks, and their designs are usually limited by the scale of input datasets, i.e., focusing on small graphs with only thousands of nodes. In this work, we propose, SAG, the first scalable adversarial attack method with alternating direction method of multipliers, ADMM. We first decouple the large-scale graph into several smaller graph partitions and cast the original problem into several subproblems. Then, we propose to solve these subproblems using projected gradient descent on both the graph topology and the node features that lead to considerably lower memory consumption compared to the conventional attack methods. Rigorous experiments further demonstrate that SAG can significantly reduce the computation and memory overhead compared with the state-of-the-art approach, making SAG applicable towards graphs with large size of nodes and edges.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans.